TV abortion plotline skyrocket as Hollywood doubles down on Roe v. Wade outrage. By David Ng on December 18, 2022. Hollywood put more abortion plotlines in its TV shows in 2022 than in any of the past 5 years. As the studios and networks ratcheted up the outrage machine following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade, there were at least 60 abortion plotlines or mentions of abortion in 52 distinct TV shows from January to December 2022, more than any other year since 2016. According to the annual Abortion on Screen report from the pro-abortion organization Advancing New Standards in Reproductive Health, that outnumbers the 47 abortion plotlines in 42 shows in 2021, the report said. A third of abortion plotlines on TV portray barriers to access, compared to only two in 2021. Shows that featured abortion this year include ABC's Grey's Anatomy, NBC's New Amsterdam, NBC's Law & Order, MTV's Teen Mom, Netflix's The Hookup Plan, and Starz's P-Valley. Even the variety comedy series Saturday Night Live featured then-cast member Cicely Strong sharing the story of her own abortion, dressed up as a clown in an attempt to wring some laughs out of the grisly, life-terminating procedure. As Breitbart News reported, New Amsterdam filmed an over-the-top somber montage for a November episode mourning the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. The Abortion on Screen report noted that wealthy white women made up the majority of characters who get abortions on TV. In reality, the report stated, the majority of people who have abortions in the U.S. are minority women. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June, the country has seen 10,000 fewer abortions as of the end of October, according to a 538 report. The Hollywood entertainment industry is overwhelmingly pro-abortion. As Breitbart News reported, several studios including Netflix, Disney, and Warner Brothers Discovery have vowed to pay travel expenses for employees looking to get abortions. As some commentators have noted, paying for an employee's abortion is cheaper for a corporation than the costs and lost productivity associated with maternity leave. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.